Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 10.
One bourbon!
I think I gave the guy $20 for yanking me out.
I'm viewing a guy-on-guy situation.
Yeah, she's gonna whip me hard over there. Come on, you dumbass. Eat me. Coochie, coochie, coochie.
You can't get off right away.
I pitched tents in the trees.
Satan's pretty cool.
Golf, golf. I think there are some people that are gonna look at this and scoff. I think I am prejudiced against hot blondes.
The boner has swung.
Santa's Woody.
Football is football.
Football's football.
Football is football.
Football is football.
Football's football.
Football's football. You kind of like whatever it is you like.
Football's football.
Athletics is athletics.
Cheese is cheese.
Yeah, football's football.
You're so fine. You're so fine. You blew my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. I've got wood.
Wait a minute. Have you just been playing drops the whole time?
Yep.
Sorry, we're back.
We got a visit from an old friend.
We did. Two old friends.
Yes, a man from our great past.
Look, there's a lot going on here.
There is a lot going on. I don't think there should be a lot going on, but somehow there's a lot going on. That
right.
And we were very, very over there on
it's
the Joey.
It's been one of those days here.
Yeah, it's been a weird day. The Joey Harrington interview went quite long.
Yeah, things are happening around here. We also got the new milfsforop.com.
Calendar. Like we have an
2021.
Yeah, we have an official milfsforrop.com calendar.
Well, she's a future milf for Rob.
Well, I understand that, but you know, look, future, past, present. The milfs for Rob spans all generations.
That's right. Not all. But, you know,
the women love you.
I like that she marked her own birthday on the calendar.
Oh yeah.
If you find her birthday in April, it's her birthday.
Oh yeah. Look at that. April 25th. Yeah, Gemini Rose, one of our old friends. You may have referred, referred to him as King Bling.
King Bling, the greatness that is the blinger.
He and his lady.
Yep.
Making calendars and delivering packages.
I believe you got the very first calendar.
I did?
I think this is hot off the press.
Somebody just asked me where we're going to put this. I said, well, probably not the house. But maybe I'll find a place for it in here.
July
is nice.
The lovely nurse nice.
July, that's my... Oh. That's my birthday.
July is quite nice.
I think that's specifically for your birthday.
Mm. Well, anyway.
And time to break.
Also September.
What were we going to talk about? I've got some stuff here.
You've got some stuff.
Well, did you hear Chuck Schumer's slip up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got audio.
I heard it. We got fun with audio.
And the horned QAnon shaman or whatever they call him.
Yeah, he's the QAnon shaman.
He has spoken.
I love how you never remember what his title is.
Yeah, I'm not certain how you keep you miss that.
Whatever. That one guy.
Yeah.
With the face paint.
That guy with the paint and the fur and the horns and
the Chewbacca bikini.
Jail.
Yeah, he's got the Chewbacca onesie furry sort of thing there.
So we'll get to those items when we return.
You think that was a case if he just had that headdress and like you need to wear it somewhere?
I also have hippo news. Yeah, I don't
know. Like, if you have that, like, so do you have anything sitting in your house that you're like, God, I never wear that, and you just need a reason to wear it?
Yeah, I have a You know the hat that Danny Noonan wore in Caddyshack? The like, big, tall... The hat?
Yeah, is it a Bushwood?
It's a Bushwood Country Club hat, and sure. It's big and tall.
Yeah.
I have that.
And you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, like every once in a while, I'm like, oh, I should... Like, if I'm going to play golf or something, I'm just like, oh, I should just wear this. It'd be fun. Yeah. You know, haha.
Yeah.
And then I never do. So it's sitting in there. It stares at me.
I understand.
But I bought it because... Why did I buy that? I think I was going as Danny Noonan for like Halloween one year or something.
Sure, yeah.
There was something. Yeah, anyway.
I have a captain's hat that's like that, that I break out into a certain... speaking of Caddyshack, that is also a Danny Noonan. Remember when he goes down with Judge Smales, he wears the captain's hat.
This is true.
So we can wear our matching Danny Noonan hats at some point.
And we've got hippo news, so we'll get back on track here. The club next on The Fan. Okay, so some audio for you. Pertaining to nothing, but it's childish humor, so of course we love it.
That is right up our alley.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I'll just play it for you if I can find it here on 1080 The Fan, the sports station of record here.
Of note, if you will. I got 1.6 inches.
It's only 3.7 inches.
And that's not it.
Nope.
Bye!
Also not it. Do-do-do.
Searching.
Got it.
Found it.
Do you know who Chuck Schumer is?
I do know who Chuck Schumer is. Chuck Schumer, I should say. Now, I don't know Chuck personally.
Maria Shriver Arriver?
Yes, I think they're the same. Maria Shriver Arriver in the same family.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And Chuck Schumer.
Can we put that side by side? Would that work?
Yeah, can we go ahead and clip that?
Sure. See what that sounds like?
Right by your Ezekiel
Eliel.
Il-Ala-Ila. Ezekiel Ilala.
I didn't know he was Polynesian. Go figure. Him and Zach Wilson.
So Chuck Schumer is a politician guy.
Yeah.
And
new majority leader in the Senate.
He was talking about, you know, all the things that politicians talk about.
Sure.
Over this past week. Didn't we have an impeachment some sort?
Well, no, we will have an impeachment. I think February 8th. Although we might have two because that QAnon lady from Georgia, she filed her own articles against the current POTUS. So everything in government's going great.
Well, anyway, Schumer was talking about that on the floor of the Senate.
Yes.
And he said the following.
Make no mistake. There will be a trial. And when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
How about that?
The erection against the
United
erection.
States.
This erection will not stand.
Incited the erection.
Well, you know what the big joke on Twitter about that was.
What?
Incited the erection.
Have you called your doctor? Because it lasted 4 years.
You know, it's one of those moments, too. Uh-huh. You like have this opportunity, right? I'm sure like you've gone over it in your head a million times. You looked in the mirror. You're like, I'm going to make this great statement and I'm going to say it with authority in my booming voice. And then just you get hit with the erection.
His face when he said it was great.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, he did the like, ugh.
He did the, oh, boy, that was a big one. And he knew it, but there was nothing he could do about it. He just had to keep going.
Yes.
You know.
Well, I mean, you quickly try to change course and you drop
the
insurrection.
I don't think... Listen, I know insurrection sounds like erection.
Yes, it does.
I see where you get from A to B there.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it hard to believe that erection isn't on Schumer's mind that he said that. Like, I just don't think you slip up and say erection. It's like when
the
Justin...
The end of the word is literally erection.
Exactly.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, like, you know when Justin Thomas said the F word, you know, like the gay F word? Did you hear about that whole thing?
Yes. Lost cost him a sponsorship.
The bundle of sticks word.
Yes.
He said that he called himself that after he missed a putt.
Yeah.
And it was caught on mic, and now apparently he's going to rehab or something. I don't know.
What? You go to rehab for
Well,
that
he's
word?
Going to like sensitivity training or something. I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, and he comes out and he's like, well, I don't use that word. Well, yes, you do use that word. You used that word. It's the same thing. It's like, well, I don't know where that came from. Mm. Yeah, well, Schumer.
See, I'm
Schumer's a dirty talker.
Maria Shriver Chuck Schumer is. Maria Shriver Chuck Schumer is.
Wow. That's better than I thought.
That is. That's. I'm happy with that.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Normally, I'm with you.
Yes, we are broadcast legends.
Yeah, we
here,
are broadcast folks. Professionals.
Thank you.
We'll be on the floor of the Senate very, very soon. But why would he be? Why would erection be on his mind when he's in the middle of that?
Because he probably said, "Don't say erection."
Don't think of
right.
Don't think of blue. Like, don't think of blue. Don't think of blue.
Yes, it's that kind of thing.
Huh? Someone said he wants to take the country in a new direction. Yes, he does. I don't know. I think that's just an innocent slip of the tongue. It's an innocent erection.
It's a where's your mind at type of deal. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Like, your mind is somewhere near there for you to say that.
You ever been in a situation that's really serious and, like, you have the worst possible thing come to mind? That is an awful...
Oh, all the time.
That's an awful, awful feeling. And I will throw myself under the bus on this one. And I felt horrible about it at the time. Now I'm just like, whatever. But
I just have always preferred the whites.
And then you say it.
Yeah.
You don't just think it.
You know, in the former days when I was trying to be a man of the Lord, you know, I made a good effort there. I had a good run. I had a good run at it.
Did you?
I had a pretty good run. I had a solid run. I tried. I tried my best. Yeah, it was a little Benny Hill action. There is a... When you go into the big building there in Lake Oswego, the big temple, right?
Drive by it all the time.
Drive by it all the time. It's supposed...
Is that the one right off I-5 there?
Yes. It is massive.
It is. And it's a beautiful... It's a beautiful temple, and it's very serene, and it's very peaceful. And, you know, you go in there, and it's supposed to be, like, the holiest place, right? It's, like... That's where you're supposed to be closest to the Lord.
He's in there. Huh?
He's in there. He's hanging out at the top of it. I think he hangs up one of the spires. It's where you want to be.
Okay.
And it's like everything in there is a whisper, and everything is you got to wear like a like the certain like clothes,
the special underpants. We know
it's all very it's all very solemn, and it's the bread of God is bread, one of those sort of things. And I can't tell you how many times I was sitting there and my mind just went to the worst possible places. And once it goes there, you can't get it back. You're just sitting there. I'm like, what is wrong? Stop that. And it's like Top Gun. I was in that flap spin like Maverick was, and I couldn't recover. And Goose died many a time. And I felt horrible about it for years and years and years.
I think more people... That happens to more. That is very common, especially when you're bored out of your mind like that.
Exactly. You're sitting there, and then like you see something, it reminds you of something else, and your thought goes here, and then before you know it, you're like, oh, for Pete's sakes.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
You're like, this is who I am. This, like, you're your kids. You know, you're at a recital or something, and all of a sudden you're like, what? Why am I thinking about that? Don't do that's awful. Stop.
Because
it.
You're a pervert.
It's not even necessarily that, although sometimes it's that.
Or a murderer.
It just goes to awful, awful like imagery in your head, and you're like, well, that's not good. Like you're in one of those viewfinders. Remember those old red things and you would click it?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
those were called viewfinders.
Viewfinders?
They were fantastic.
Yeah, you're just cruising along and you got a little Bob Ross painting situation going, everything's fine, and then you get that one slide, you're like, whoa. This went an entirely different direction.
Viewfinders for adults.
Wouldn't that be something?
It's like Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Sedona National Park. Boobs.
You know somebody was making those once, threw something in. You know, it's like, was that the Fight Club thing? You just splice that in. You're like, just throw this in there for good measure.
So this goes back to, remember, who's it? Rashad Taylor, we were talking with Rashad about. The guy who slipped up and said, or the people who slip up. What's the word?
Is this the Martin Luther King guy?
Yeah, the coon.
Yeah,
the coon thing.
Yeah.
This is the same thing that Rashad says about that, where people who slip up and say that are like, well, it's very easy to slip up and say that because the word you're combining the two words, Martin Luther King, and
Yeah.
But Rashad's point is there is no way you say that unless you're thinking. That's where your mind's at. You're thinking that. Same thing here.
Yeah, it's just sometimes you can't help where your mind goes.
I promise, I'm not racist. Look, the one way we know you're racist is if you have a public apology saying, I promise I'm not racist.
Or you draw this one, I'm the least racist person. That's always
Don't ever think about erections. I only said it right there on the Senate floor.
Can you please cut Rob saying he never thinks about erections? Thank you very much.
What? Mike's got a lot of work to do suddenly.
No, yeah. I was just laughing.
Get after it, Mike. Well, anyway, that was Chuck Schumer.
Taking the country in a nude direction.
Ah!
Way to go, text line.
Now, the horned QAnon Capitol rioter guy.
Yeah, he's the QAnon shaman. A little respect on his name, will you, Rob? For heaven's sake.
I actually don't even know his name.
I don't either. He's just the QAnon shaman.
And no, I don't have respect for him. By the way, did you see that New Yorker video of those guys? Did you ever watch the New Yorker video that they had? He was a big part of it, but it was like the 12 minutes where they were filming them inside the...
Oh, I've seen... I don't know if I've seen the full 12 minutes. It was like they're kicking down doors and stuff and...
The best part is the part where they're filming them once they get in to the chamber and they are standing up there and they're talking about what to do next.
Oh, no, I haven't
you
seen that.
You didn't see that?
No.
The New Yorker video that has been released, it's about 12 minutes, is absolutely worth watching.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I have not seen that.
Because you get an... I mean, it is a full-on, what was it like in there? Yeah. This will tell you. A cop comes in and is like, hey, do you guys mind, do you mind clearing this out? And they're like, oh, we respect you, man, we respect you. And they're like, find the new codes! Like, they're crazy. Like, these people are, like, imagine an insane asylum where all of the people are running around with no medication and no supervision.
There you go.
That's what it was. They were having like these weird fights between one another, like what to do next, and like it was incoherent oftentimes. Like they would just like scream things off the top of their like.
I did see a lot.
It was so bizarre.
I did see a lot of interviews with people that they said that once they got in there, everyone really kind of was lost because
they had no idea.
No
what to
one
do.
Thought they were going to get
you
in.
You need to watch this video.
And all of a sudden they got in, and it's like, oh.
And then they're taking selfies, and then they're like, well, what do we do? And then one guy's like rummaging through papers, like somehow thinking there's some big secret in there. And then they're like, hey, you can't do that, man.
Business.
They start
business papers
fighting with one another. It's just, I mean, it's like these morons. And he was one of them, this guy here.
Well, look at him.
And he has now come out and said today, he said he feels duped by Donald Trump.
Oh.
And he wishes that he had not fallen for the dupation.
He wishes that he wasn't staring at 20 years in federal prison.
That's what he said. Yeah. So at least he has admitted that he was wrong.
There are some people that are coming around to that. I mean, there's videos of them left and right. People like having emotional breakdowns. You know, it's when you believe something with all your heart and you're willing to put it all in line and it doesn't work out for you, you're like, ooh, whoops. Back the wrong
way.
Well,
horse. But the easier thing to do is just double down.
Sure.
Which a lot of them are.
Yeah.
But at least this guy's like, oh, yeah, kind of got, you got me.
Yeah. Sorry about the horns. And, you know.
Tell you what, I'll be better.
Well.
Moving forward.
He's going to prison. They're all going to prison for quite some time. Can't do that.
You cannot. I have hippo news.
Where's Will Darkens?
Hello. Anybody here?
Well, I think we're way... I'm sure our clock is obliterated at this point.
Cocaine hippo news. Now, Mike stopped yelling at us. He's just getting drops. Yeah. This show sucks. Did you know that?
We're a little bit of a rudderless ship at this point.
Yeah, we really are.
Where are we at on the clock here?
I don't ever think about erections. Doesn't really work.
Doesn't really work?
No. I don't like it. Do you like it? I don't ever think about erections.
I'm not going to lie, I'm not in love with it.
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
It's decent.
Cool, I'll delete it.
Yeah, thanks. Perfect.
All right, let's come back with cocaine hippo news.
Yeah, all right, let's do that. Here is Mike, if Mike's ready, with SportsCenter. I just never have had a problem with it being slow and long.
Except women into sex, that's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
People love cocaine.
Oh, there we go. You had a sense of panic. It is
the whole world.
What? Huh? What is happening?
Just Drew Mayers.
Oh, God bless America.
It is weird to hear the club without the background music.
It's Fire Factory Sports.
It is quite strange.
Why are you coming to this program?
That one was intentional. That's a cheap shot. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're not.
No, not really, but. Make a commitment.
Pablo Escobar's hippos are taking over the marshlands of Colombia.
It's about damn time.
and need to face the same fate as their late owner before they become impossible to control, scientists have warned.
Really? Like we're losing the war to hippos? This
well, you know, we've talked about this before, that he brought in all these exotic animals.
Yeah, he had his own zoo, and then when he got off, they didn't know what to do, so they just roamed free.
Yeah, so now they're, well, they breed, you know.
Yeah.
They hump.
Well, that's what hippos do.
And they call them the cocaine hippos, and they were all illegally imported to the country by Escobar back in, before the, you know, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
He was killed in 1993, and they're still running around breeding.
Yeah.
They are the largest invasive species on the planet and well, could reach dangerous numbers in the next two decades.
See, this is the part where I don't fully understand it. Like, I get in the invasive species things. Like, Australia is really concerned about this. Like, that bird, right, that flew over. Like, the Australia is like, nope, we can't have that.
No, they spared that bird.
I know, but they booted it out of the country. It's not going to be allowed to stay. We have that problem with pythons. We even have that problem down south with a lot of the feral hogs that are running wild. But hippos? Like, can't you just... Like, where is the hippos hiding out? We can't just off the hippos when they get
well,
to
no,
me too
I think
much?
That's the problem. You can't really just off them.
No?
No. It's against the law.
Well, I know, but at some point they're saying, like, the hippos could become unmanageable. What? How? Like, it's a hippo. It's like, they can't hide from
well,
you.
Well, I think they, you know, like, it starts when they set up a bank.
And then they get, you know, next thing you know, they're
they
going
to probably have some of Escobar's money.
They're going to want rights, and then they're taking over seats in Congress, and then we're
that's
in some trouble.
That's how it starts.
Like, I get, like, birds or insects or, like I said, the snakes that hide in the Everglades, but if you told me, like, an elephant invasion, I'd be like, well, isn't that easy to take care of? They're elephants. Like, could you have an invasion of, like, I don't know, like, a hippo? That's like an invasion of school buses. Portland is being overrun by school buses. Take out the school buses. We can't find them. How? They're school buses.
So they're saying most of the animals, after he died, they went to zoos. But four of the hippos apparently escaped.
It was the night of the hippo. They're like, we're out of here.
And so they've been hanging out there. And so now there are anywhere between 80 and 100 descendants.
Mm-hmm.
In the lakes and rivers in that country.
Just out there.
They're just hanging around.
Playing hungry, hungry hippo.
So scientists project that the hippo population out there could surge to 1,500 in the next 3 years.
Huh.
So imagine, like, just cruising around the Willamette and there are hippos.
Look, I know that that's a horrible, like, thing to have, but you're telling me that it wouldn't be culturally better if we had some hippos cruising around the Willamette? Like, you're yes. out there on a jet ski and all of a sudden you get taken out by a hippo?
I am telling you that because apparently their urine and feces are toxic.
Oh.
So they will kill most other... They're a threat, put it this way, to the natural wildlife in the area.
Oh, well, that's no good.
And they will sicken other species and even human beings.
Oh, well, damn it.
Not to mention them, like, trouncing
yeah.
you.
I was thinking of just, like, you know, just doing cool hippo stuff, but we can't have, like, toxic urine. All right, now we got to kill the damn hippos.
Well, now they're saying, yeah, there's really no other option other than to slaughter these hippos. I don't know why. I don't know why they can't capture them.
Have you seen what are you going to do with 100 hippos?
Well, put them in a zoo.
What zoo? Again, have you seen the size of hippos?
Put them in the hippo zoo.
The Tiger King zoo.
Yeah, put them there. I don't know. Yeah, I've seen hippos in zoos. It can be done.
I understand that.
Not 100.
But that's a lot of hippos.
Well, you'd have to do it one at a time, Jason. You can't do it all at once.
Maybe you can spread them to many zoos.
That's right. We've got a lot of zoos. What about Will Darkins? What's he doing? He can wrestle one down. And
look, I know this sucks, but, you know, what you should probably do is, you know, if in Oklahoma they're selling Sasquatch hunting permits, do a hippo permit, charge a bunch of money. Some rich old white dude from America with a small ween will pay a bunch of money to go over and kill it, and then you can use that money for conservation.
Well, I don't advocate that, but I don't know what the answer is.
Well, unfortunately,
we put a giant hippo fence around Colombia.
And just keep them all in Colombia?
We move the people, not the hippos. Everybody get out of there.
Hippos are... That may be the most, misunderstood in that I think most, if growing up, we had this image of hippos being very playful and
what?
Just, yeah, like when you were a kid, no one was scared of hippos. Like, they're always, like, in, like, a Disney cartoon or Madagascar. The hippo is always viewed as this kind of this big, lumbering, friendly thing. And it turns out hippos are, like, murdering bastards.
To be honest, I never once really considered the hippo growing up.
Really?
It was just such a nothing animal to me.
Well, and, like, they have, like, the song, like, the hippopotamus song.
Look at Mike, so racist.
I always thought hippos were, like, a beloved sort of figure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my opinion of
hippos is. Again, we have hungry, hungry hippos. The hippo is portrayed as a very lovely, nice, friendly, gentle giant, and it turns out hippos are awful.
To me, it was them and rhinos in the same group. So,
That's it.
That's it. And rhinos are, you know, violent with the horns, so I guess I considered them violent.
Mike was too busy with his cheetah fetish and, of course, the sharks.
I did love cheetahs.
Didn't we talk about this before? Hippos don't swim. Did you know that?
Yeah, they just kind of...
They walk along the bottom.
They walk along the bottom.
Yeah.
See, I like hippos.
And run.
I like hippos.
So they would drown in the ocean?
I don't think you...
Yes, they would drown in the ocean.
I don't think you would like a hippo if you and the hippo were hanging.
I'm not saying I want to encounter a hippo, but in general, I like the hippos. I like their free-swinging hippo ways. They spread their poo wherever they want. They got the little helicopter tail thing. They don't take crap off anyone. I like the hippo.
P1 Sean says, where's the Sasquatch license guy?
Yeah.
Get him on this.
Exactly. Sign him up. Get some tags over there.
Get some hippo, licenses. And
I don't understand that. Like, I hunting I get in that, like, you know, it's if it's sustainable and you get your own meat, I think there's some nobility in that. I do not understand the dumbasses, and it's always some fat, out-of-shape old dude that pays like $25,000 to go shoot a lion. They don't even hunt it. They just drive around in a Jeep and then the lion like walks up to it because it's not even a wild lion. It's like on a game preserve. And the lion walks up because you think you're going to feed it a steak and then you shoot it from like 15 feet away. And then you take like a photo with it like, aha, man versus beast. I do not understand that. But that is a very big deal. So I'm sure you could probably raise some money for some hippo conservation by doing that and, you know, eliminate some hippos, apparently, that you can't, you know, you can't have like 5,000 hippos running around in Colombia. That's not good.
Well, they don't know what to do. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on 1080 The Fan.
Six and weight 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody
hello, John. Hello, come in.
Hello, Isaac. And Jason and Isaac.
Can
hello.
You can you read us? Hello, over.
I can. Your landing gear is down.
Thank
What's
you.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I don't know. We've had cocaine hippo talk, erection news in the Capitol. A lot's going on.
Yeah, we lost the great Hank Aaron today. I heard you guys talking about him earlier. I was a little sad. He was. He's one of the greats.
Legend.
Yeah. Big time. Did you guys see, I tweeted it out earlier, but I don't know if either of you saw it. Did you see it's one of my favorite Hank Aaron stories about sneaking out to see Jackie Robinson?
No,
we saw he had a good one when he was on David Letterman. I didn't see the Jackie Robinson one though.
Yeah, it's one of my, I've heard it before and then I tweeted it out today. I forget who was doing the interview, but he tells the story when he was a younger guy, before he was Hank Aaron, he was a younger guy and Jackie Robinson obviously was his hero. A lot of players' heroes from that age group. So he was in his hometown and he heard that Jackie Robinson was going to come and speak at an event in Hank Aaron's hometown. And so Hank Aaron was like, oh my gosh, like I have to go listen to Jackie Robinson. Like when will I ever, not knowing he would become Hank Aaron, when will I ever have this chance to go listen to the great Jackie Robinson talk? And so it was on a school day. It was in the middle of the day, and he said his parents were super strict about that kind of thing. Like, he had to go to school. So he had to skip school and not tell his parents. And so he skips school, and he makes his way across town to this event center where Jackie Robinson is speaking. And he gets there, and there's several hundred people there, and it's a big crowd. And he decides to try to, like, get down as close as he can. So he's like, I'm pushing my way through the crowd and kind of staking my way down front. And I kind of see an opening down in the front row, and I'm like, I'm going to go down there. And he's like, I'm going to get front row seats to see my hero, Jackie Robinson. And so he works his way down through the crowd, and he gets to the front row, and he makes his way into this spot. And he looks around, and he looks over, and sitting right next to him is his dad.
What?
Yeah, his dad had blown off work to go listen to Jackie Robinson. And little Hank Aaron did the same thing, and they, you know, and the, he's telling the story, and the crowd laughs. And I forget who did the interview, but he said, what did your dad think of you skipping school to go? And Hank Aaron just said, well, we talked about it later.
That's awesome.
I think that's super cool that not only did he do it, but his dad did that, blew off work to go listen to Jackie Robinson. And then he went on to say later, you know, he got to know Jackie Robinson pretty well. They played in some exhibition games together, and they became friends. And just a cool story, cool baseball legend. Sad news today.
Don't you think, as a dad, you feel bad once you see your kid? You're like, oh crap, I should have brought him.
Right? That's one of those you can't really be mad at your kid because you did the same thing.
Right.
But yeah, it's probably one where you're like, you know, I probably should have just invited little Hank to come with me, but, you know.
It's like when I was cockfighting in Bali and I looked around, I was like, my kids should be here. Same sort of thing.
You look across the way and there he is.
Eiserman's got a fiver laid down on the rooster and you're like, all right, son, let's do this together.
Right? It's like when Clark Griswold is at that nudie show in European Vacation and he looks back there and Russ is back there with the prostitute.
Oink, oink, my good man.
Oink, oink. On that note, I hear the music, but I got to throw out, it is our father's birthday today.
Yep.
The older John Sukanik turns the big 70 today. I don't know if he's listening, but if he are, we're on our way to his house to have some cake. And happy birthday, Dad. I love you.
All right. Love you, too. Bye.
You guys.
Love your body. Were you invited to the cake?
No.
Is that the first you've heard of the?
No, I'm heading. Yes.
Oh, you are going.
Yes, I'm going over as
right.
well.
Be careful. Don't catch the COVID.
We'll be socially distanced and we'll be masked up. And dude, my dad's 70. He's taking it very, very seriously.
Good. All right. Well, there's another broadcast week down.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. But guess what? We got another week next week.
Yeah.
Ducks Insider is coming up next. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy those football games. And we're back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Go, Bills. Down in the tunnel trying to make it pay. He got the action, he got the motion. Oh, yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain. Shot of Chuck Schumer's.